Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. We'll say hello to Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Junkies. Doing great. Thank you. How are you guys?
We're good.
How was your trip back from L.A.?
All good. We had the guys played well. We split the road trip. You played that tough Dodger team in L.A. is always a struggle for us. But starting to score more runs. Show a little bit more power. The young pitching was great. When we played Kansas City, and you got to be happy for Gore and Gray and that group of guys for pitching the way they do. And we see the escalation of where their stuff is going and the game that they bring to the mound every 5 days, which is important to us.
Yeah, and who knows what would have happened maybe in the series. A tough one in that opener when Trevor pitched and gave up six unearned because of CJ's error, and they scored six after that. Who knows? You might have won that game. You guys pummeled Syndergaard. Yeah. Pummeled him. Did you know what? Dave Roberts is in a tricky situation, and I know you don't care, Mike, but he's got to throw Syndergaard. Now, I think Syndergaard's going to be gone soon, but because they've got two injuries in their starting rotation, Urias and May, and they're going to some younger guys. But Syndergaard clearly is not the Syndergaard from 5-6 years ago. So at least you guys took advantage of hitting him.
Yeah, that pitching staff is still tough. They're down two starters and. They throw a quality guy at you every day and a great lineup. So, no pity parties for them. They're pretty damn good.
No pity party. I know. I'm just glad you beat them.
Mike, really nice day for K-Bear Ruiz yesterday. Two homers against the team he came up with in the Dodgers. That had to feel good for him.
Oh, there's no doubt. He's been hitting the ball extremely hard recently, hitting into some bad luck. But you got Darnell and he working hard every day to keep his direction, to keep his posture when he's hitting, and he's driving the ball much better, and his at bats have been great. So you just got to keep hitting them. You got to keep hitting them on the barrel and hope they drop for you, and then you mix in a couple of cheapies, kind of make up for the line drives that are caught. So I think he's in that type of system right now where he's seeing the ball well, he's hitting the ball hard. Now they're starting to fall a little bit, but we like where he's at, and he plays a tough position. He plays every day, and he's got to care about the pitching side, the defensive side of the game, the running game, and then also worry about his offense. So he's adjusting well.
So now Philly comes to town, day off today, and all those former Nats, Trey Bay and Bryce Schwarbs, all those boys coming back. They're struggling too, man. I mean, Trey's talking about it, how he sucks. He's hitting .235, after signing that huge deal. I mean, he's going to come back. I mean, he's too good of a hitter. But
he had a great WBC.
He had a great WBC. But you'll have your two best pitchers, in my opinion, going in the series with JoJo going against Wheeler tomorrow, and then McKenzie. I don't know who's pitching for Philly on Saturday, but your thoughts on the series this weekend here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's always good to see those guys. You know, we just hope that at the end of the year their numbers are going to be what they're supposed to be. We just hope they start getting it going after they leave town. It'll be nice to see them. It'll also be nice to beat them. So that's kind of the way they look at us and we look at them. So, we've always had a close relationship with all those guys. And it's fun to see. It's fun to see him coming to town, but we're here to try and beat him, and hopefully they don't get hot until they leave town. Then they can get hot.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember who I heard talking about it, but you can add to this. I was just talking about how the corner infielders you have this year have just changed everything for you guys defensively. And I know Dominic Smith doesn't have the power numbers that maybe you want, but talk about the value of what he's bringing defensively at first base.
Yeah, I mean, it was part of the process. I think that you guys remember back in the day when we had Ian Desmond playing shortstop. You know, mm-hmm. You're talking about an electric kind of, plus arm and range and athleticism and all that type of thing. And until we got Adam LaRoche to play defense at first, he was tentative to let it rip. So when we got LaRoche, and his great defense at first, Ian's game blossomed. I felt that. Going into the season, last year was such a poor defensive team that we put on the field in 22. So we had to improve it. CJ at short and Louie at second, we had to get a better we had to get a good fielding first baseman. And we like Dom's glove Candy's been great over there at third base also. A very reliable defensive guy, switch hitter, and a guy that's put together numbers in the past. We felt that he was a guy that a good guy to take a run at and take a shot that he returns back to his norm.
What do you think about Luis Garcia's progression now that he's playing second? He was forced to play short last year, defensively struggled. We talked about that a couple times, but now he's at second. He's hitting 270-ish. What's his progression like so far?
Yeah, we like where he's at. He's a streaky hitter right now, and he was a guy that came up as a shortstop. We signed as a shortstop. And we felt it was important that he got some games at shortstop. We always like guys who play short, and then we can move them off the position. So I think that's helped his progression at second base. And offensively, he's got great bat speed and great hand speed with the bat. And he's a good fastball hitter. And we just need a little bit more consistency from him. Strike zone discipline, and I think you're seeing a conscious effort of him to do that. I think his best days are way in front of him, and he's a guy that's going to be a really good productive player for us for a long time here with the Nationals.
James Wood is going to be in town. He may already be in town. I know they're playing.
Yes, I think he got in on Tuesday, right?
So they're playing Bowie. I think they're playing like a 5 or 6 game series.
I think so.
Will you get over there to see him?
I probably will. It's a nice close commute for us. We'll have people there for sure. And he's the guy that earned his way to Double-A this year. He's a good looking prospect that has a good head on his shoulder and a guy that we think is going to progress nicely. And with Hassel over there, to kind of buddy up with him, I think that, you'll see those two guys take off, especially when James kind of gets a little bit more comfortable with the league.
He's 6'7".
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
And he can run.
Yeah. Wow.
Already played 2 games in that series.
Tuesday, I think they got there. Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah.
Mike, I know we've talked to you about the pitch clock, and I think you're a proponent, and it's worked pretty well. You guys had a violation last night. I'm just wondering how much coaching is involved in using the pitch clock to your advantage and maybe not pushing the limit sometimes, which Finnegan did last night.
Yeah, I think that it's important. We worked on it diligently in spring training, as did everybody in the big leagues, because it was coming. So we worked hard at it, and I think we've done a good job at it. I think we're towards the bottom of the league and violations both offensively and pitching wise. So I think we've made a good adjustment. In those kind of situations when there's leverage on the mound and the game gets tight, you've got to really keep your concentration and and, you know, kind of keep your focus on where you're at in the game. And it just kind of slipped away from us last night. But that's the first time it's happened to us, and hopefully the last.
In your opinion, kind of just bouncing around the league, who's been the most surprising team to you so far?
I think, you know, the team that that played us the hardest, you know, the Braves are always tough against us, but the Rays have, you know, came into our ballpark opening weekend and really showed us that they were a good, well-rounded team. So they're dealing with some injuries right now, but they were a team that kind of didn't surprise me on how good they were, but really the level of their performances really was something that in the balance of their team really showed up. So those guys are really impressed, and you know, you've got all the big boys that are, you know, the Mets are really good, and you know, the Braves are always good, and Miami's been tough on us for forever when they're good or when they're not so good, but they continue to be that. So we've got to find out a way to beat those guys up a little bit again.
Yeah, I mean, the Marlins have been outscored by almost 50 runs, but have a winning record. They're unbelievable in one-run games. But, I mean, that's kind of surprising there.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's I think that's the, you know, the ebb and flow of the season. I think that those things even out by the time the season ends. But, yeah, they pitch well. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's their MO. They pitch really well, and when they score, you know, a handful of runs, they have a good chance to win the game.
Mike, tomorrow's MLB's third annual Lou Gehrig Day, and the ALS Association and Nats Philanthropies have teamed up with you to raise funds and awareness for ALS. We know, sadly, that it's affected you and your family personally. How can people get involved with striking out ALS?
Yeah, well, it's great. I'm glad you brought it up. You know, last week I participated in the ALS Association's CEO Soap to raise awareness for the cause. You know, it's kind of like it was inspired by the Ice Bucket Challenge of a couple years ago. So, you know, Washington Nationals Philanthropy has matched my wife Jody and I's, you know, donation to the ALS organization. And we've kind of challenged all the other Major League general managers to do the same, and their response has been great, as it always is with this group of guys. You know, it's a really small fraternity of us who know each other well and really care for the charities that we're involved in. So they've really come out well. The Nats Philanthropies is, you know, raising additional funds, and we'll donate the proceeds from we had a 50-50 raffle each game. So Friday's game, the ALS Association's local DMV chapter will get the proceeds of the National Philanthropies 50-50 raffle. And, you know, fans can donate directly. You know, go to give.natsforgood.org/strikeoutALS. You can find it on our website and give to us, and it would be great. You know, this is the first year the Nationals are hosting a Lou Gehrig Day since it started in 21. So we're going to face the Phillies Friday night, and it gives us a chance, the ALS community, to get together to honor Gehrig and the families who are impacted, including my own family. My sister died of it, and it is a rough, ugly, nasty disease to die from. And it's I think it's really been too far down on the charity totem pole. And we need to improve these people's, you know, way of life, and to find a cure for this thing, because not enough has been done to do so. So we're trying to bring awareness to it. I got soaked the other day. It was fun. You know, there's a lot of volunteers and people who wanted to soak me in town. So it was a good day for a great cause. And I appreciate you guys asking about it.
Yeah, of course. That's great work you're doing.
A good friend of ours' father passed away from ALS about 6-7 years ago.
I thought it was something that more affected men than women. Is that true, Mike, or no?
You know, I guess I don't know. I don't know the real facts like that. All I know is it took my sister quickly, thank God. It's a nasty, brutal, ugly disease, and I think that we have to give it more charitable resources, and that's what we're here for.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks as always for the
thank
time,
you, Mike.
Enjoy the off day and 6-game homestand doesn't hurt. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, buddy. As the Nats travel back east, they will take on the Phillies for 3 games, and then the D-backs for another three before a pretty long road trip in front of them. That was Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. Presented by Main Street Bank, cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll do EB's entertainment page next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.